You all remember that there's Shir Aseres Me'tshuva. There will be Shir Mitzvah Shem Monday night as well, and Sunday morning the Navi Shir will be hopefully starting on time around the 1:45 or 2:50, even though we have Slichas. And we're going to continue now. Turn to page 5 of your copy. It's a little bit out of order. We're discussing the Ma'arik, which we will continue to discuss now, who gives two basic definitions of Chukosayim Leselechu. This is the foundation for our many shailas, so you have to know this well, and we have to figure out how to apply it. He says, number one, if they have something they're doing and they can't explain it logically, then we have to be cheshish that it's rooted in Avarazar, Kishuf, and other strange related things, and the only reason you're doing it is to copy the Goyim and be like them, and therefore the Isser Chukosayim Leselechu is triggered, even though it looks like something as simple as green on St. Patrick's Day or any other funny minig. They themselves don't know, and if they're making it up, Bein Lahokol, Bein Lahachmir, I'll mention in a minute what I mean by that, Bein Lahokol. They're tining, they don't know, but it's something they've done for generations. That's exactly why we're nervous. It's not Gzeir Darbon, it's a Gzeir Daraisa, if you call it. When I mentioned making things up, I threw this out, I think, the first 5 minutes of the shiur a couple of weeks back. Remember, I showed you this very simple, common door. It's in construction. It's called a Christian door. I happen to think this bothers a lot of people, and there's certainly room to be machmir, to have a design and architecture, even if it's not shot in the Rambam, which we'll get to. Rambam says you can't build things like the Goyim build, but even if it's not what the Rambam meant, but certainly to have things that are dafka, actually it's upside down. See how much the big squares, smaller squares, on the top. So I happen to think, after researching the various sources for this, I am pretty convinced that they sort of made this up and retrofitted a design into what was then very Christian American. And if you're into something, so you really have to have an imagination for this. They're supposed to see crosses in here.
There's two.
Yeah, that's... Did you know that before? I'm still looking at it, and I know what the rate is. That I, why would somebody see that in some boxes? You could see it if you have an imagination. If that's not why they designed this, then it's not usser. You can't have a design. That's like somebody saying, you see those telephone poles? That's a Christian telephone pole. So now in Muncie and from neighbors, they have to demand that Verizon puts the thing in the top, which will solve two problems, the Chukosayim problem and an air problem. The reason you can't use anything from the air is the Tzuras HaPesach has to be the air line. That's the cross line going, because it has to be on the top, not on the side. That's why the world puzzle. That's why you got to stop putting up lechis to be underneath that thing. That's why we have lechis banged in all over Muncie. It would be a lot easier if Verizon could just build it with the thing on top. Why didn't they do it? You can either say that from a construction standpoint, this is easier, or you could say it's a plot by the radical Christians to have everybody look at crosses. As sarcastic as you want to be, I don't think we have to have any plots. There's no plot here. Unless you'll tell me there is and I don't know about it. Pasha says, there must be a reason I don't build telephone poles, but there's probably a reason why the top of it is a better design, sturdier, when it's just below the top, as opposed to being on the top. Anybody here in construction of telephone lines? We have every industry but that. Okay. So I don't think this is being gullible. They're not trying to make it up. Somebody comes along and says, no, that's the reason they had it. The Americans are basically predominantly Christian country, which was true maybe at one point and not very true today. That's not why they built it. Now, is there a sense into what?
The telephone poles are the same in Egypt.
The same in Egypt. That's a good riot. They're not built like a shape, like a half moon. Okay, so the man's right. He says they have telephone poles like that in Egypt. I was never there. Hope never to find out. But You're just guessing. Okay, somebody can research what the telephone poles look like in Pakistan and Egypt and places like that. I'd be curious. What?
Japan
is not Muslim. It's Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what do they look like in Japan?
They have two poles and a cross.
Okay. So there must be a design here that it's better to build them that way. Now, I'm not saying in terms of sensitivities, a famous miser with a stipler. The stipler called Bezek. That's the Israeli version of Verizon. And he was in his apartment, and right outside his window, there was a telephone line. If you're on the third floor, outside anybody's window, there's going to be a telephone line. Second floor, whatever he was. And he called him, he said, look, I'm not saying it's us. He explained this to the guy, to the rep at Bezek. I'm not saying it's us, sir, but can you just do a favor for an old man? He said, can you do me a favor and change it? It stared him. It's a matreka. And he didn't. And they actually, it's the only pole in Bnei Brak where the thing runs on top. I don't know if it's still there, but that's the way the story goes. So if it did, I'm sure the stipler didn't miss it. That's for sure. The other people in the building might be wondering, but the stipler said his preface was, this is not ulcer. That's not what they're trying to make. And he says sensitivity. So certainly sensitivity is there, but that wasn't the design. I am far from convinced. I don't know if we're ever going to know. I'm far from convinced this was made. But they have all sorts of other theories on this. Lahavdil of dolls with a New Testament, all that. They have all sorts of, the reading here is bizarre. I don't think you'd have to really nail down. That's a bad expression to use over here. maybe we should, speaking of which, by the way, that's probably a bad expression to use in general. Almost as bad as knocking on wood, so we should probably not be using it. That's where it comes from, by the way. I hate to break the news to you. I myself is Chatani Ani Maskir. That is where, unless you can give me another reasonable explanation. No?
Not essentially from construction.
No. I think it's from there, but maybe I'm just getting paranoid. What?
You look it up in the dictionary, it'll tell you it came from the...
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm just, as I'm saying it, I just realized we should probably stop.
The other one, which is a British swear word, is bloody, comes also from.
That's more British, but I will let the people from London know. Americans don't use it that much, but England is a pretty, Catholic country, and they've, only country in Europe has the distinction of throwing out the Jews twice, not once. Threw us out, let us back, threw us out again. So that doesn't surprise me, but I will take that under good...
You're talking about Britain, right?
Yeah, you're talking about bloody. No, he said the Brits use, he's out of his bloody mind. Using it. Americans don't use that expression, what I know, but you shouldn't, based on what he's saying. But the nailing down, I'm not surprised. That's the whole amazing thing about the sugya. We're not going to answer everything, don't worry. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be makele on this, but there are a lot of things that just got into our lexicon that are scary.
It doesn't have to be rooted in a religious origin. It just has to be something that they're doing.
But Koshigan, if it's rooted, if we can directly trace it, I just, as I was talking, making this pun, realized that that's probably not a, good expression.
It has to do with the Christian symbol, and everybody in the U.S. made doors like this.
No, because if there's... Okay, so let me address that. It's a good point. He's saying, well, why do I need to answer it? Why do we have to prove it is of Christian origin or not? I would just say it's a funny thing. The guy decided two long rectangles and two squares on the top, and now we're making them. Why would you be making them? Why would you be following them if there's no good reason to follow them? The answer to that is going to be a basic answer in the clothing department, which we'll read in short when we review the Ma'arik now, and then we'll see how much is shuvah on it. Why are we wearing... suits? Why are we wearing? Why are they wearing hats, which were originally worn by Goyim? Now only Yidden wear it. The Borsellino was not created; they were created for Italians. So why are we wearing that? The answer is we're wearing it because that's what they're manufacturing. Zeh ma sheyesh, as they say in Eretz Yisrael. So if one guy decided, and I wouldn't blame him, that either it's going to look nicer if we have two like this and one on the top, or vice versa, but it's going to be boring if we have all the same size. So that's an architecture, Akasha. They decided this looks nice. So you don't think it looks nice? You think there had to be a cheshbon to it, right? What? We have a lot of funny things. They have funny designs. I don't know. They have... look around.
That's what designers have.
Yeah, they have designers. And why did they pick this? I don't know. If you would have picked that, that's Akasha. Why did they pick that?
To sell
Right. So that's why the ties keep getting bigger and smaller.
Things
and the brims
that aren't religiously based, like tailgating at a game. Right? It means you can't.
Tailgating at a game. I assume you're tailgating either before the game or after the game.
Or doing away. I mean, where do you draw the line?
That's interesting. I'll tell you one draw. The first thing the Maharik says is if it's strange and they can't explain it, that's already a problem. And the second thing he says is if it's inherently pretzistic. I will tell you, I shouldn't be surprised, but I haven't been to too many games and nothing passed by mitzvah. So what I'm remembering, Girsa D'Yankasa, it wasn't that long ago, but there were still some people who were dressed. And I don't remember smelling marijuana, but I probably don't know what it smells like. But I probably wasn't there. They tell me today nobody gets dressed, and you can get high sitting there. And one of our Choshvim Espalim over here recently shared with me, I was pretty horrified. And I usually know what's going on in the world, but nobody, I guess, when they tell me they're going to games, nobody told me this. They tell me it's going on for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. They have, how do I put this delicately? They have different things that they have on the big screens, which they sort of want to get the fans involved. So they had something recently that, apparently, maybe not so recent, where they have the 50,000 people in the stands show their achdus for each other. How's that? I guess that's the best way to put it. Maybe you know what I'm talking to? You guys won't admit it if you did. I heard that. I said that people take their kids to games like this. Forget they say they're their own ruchnius. They work in Manhattan. They've seen it already. That's not an excuse. But they're taking young, impressionable yeshiva bachim to this? If this is true, and so I said, I thought maybe it was just like one team. No, it's pretty standard now. And teams, certainly from the East Coast and the West Coast, which where most of the world, the liberals live. And this is standard fare. No, can you guys agree or disagree? Or your shruggers, mother-in-law's nephew went once, ever told you? What? You don't want to, but I don't. If you were trying to fish around to find out where there was a heter, there wasn't a heter, to be sitting in the stands where people to your left, right, in front of you, and back of you are participating in these themes of Achtus and the like, I don't understand what anybody's thinking. I don't understand the Havamina, let alone being there. I'm just putting it out there. You could explain to me what you saw, thought your friend might have been doing there, and what the heter might be. But again, assuming I'm as American as everybody else, assuming just the baseball itself is just clean fun, apple pie and gavaldik and everything. But if they're cultivated, I'm going on the stands. I haven't gotten past the first part about how you're bringing anybody there within the standards of watching people in the stands who aren't dressed. But one guy told me, he says, no, he has a lot of patexia. He has a box with Citibank, and he's in the thing. He's not sitting with anybody, and everybody there is dressed in suit and tie and everything. I said, okay, that's good. But I just heard, and I was speaking to a guy recently about this, I just heard that on the screens, they actually show all this, what the other hilarious in the stands are doing. I said, when you're in the box, in the Citibank box, you're watching the screen? He said, yeah. So I said, then what are you thinking? He said, I usually tell my son after we're watching it for a couple of minutes, and I realize that he shouldn't be watching it. Even a couple of seconds is too much for anybody. So I don't get it. I don't know if they're doing this at hockey games, but hockey's gewaldig because it's freezing in there. That's the first thing. So go to pick the coldest arena you have. What?
The meters are not very good.
No, the meters are horrible. But if absolutely horrible. It's different. That's shvichas dama. I'm in the Gilead Reyes department. So if I had to choose between the Gilead Reyes and shvichas dama, neither are very good for your meters or the development of your children. We're paying a lot of the last sugi of tzedakah. We spent 5 weeks on tuition. You're wasting your tuition if you're out of yeshiva, you take the kids and expose them to all this. Why are you paying so much tuition? So you can't stop paying the tuition. I think you should follow through with what the yeshiva is trying to represent. So yes, the midas are horrible and everybody's beating each other up, but at least they're dressed. And I didn't hear yet that they don't have innings in hockey. So I don't know what they have during a timeout when they're beating each other up. I don't think in the stands they'd have everybody doing the opposite because that wouldn't really reflect well on the players. So I'm just guessing. You'd have to fill me in afterwards. But this is a serious issue. So there you have a minig. They're not tailgating. They're doing something. You don't have to be chayshish where the minig comes from. You're looking at the pretzis. Tailgating, they wanted to have some minig, if you're happy honk, or something like that. I don't know if that would be chukoseim. If that's the only way, when you're in a car, it's a little hard to communicate with the next guy. So if the only way everybody communicates that they're all with the program is by tailgating, I don't think that would be an issue of chukoseim.
No, he's talking about tailgating, like having a big barbecue there.
It means a tailgate party.
Oh, it's not the, you see? I told you, it's been many, many years.
There might be some honking,
but... One second. So, it has nothing to do with tailgating now?
No, not really.
So what is it? It's a party with beer?
Yeah.
That's not chukoseim. We drink beer.
In the parking lot.
No, that's not, so it does have to do with cars. Okay, so I wasn't that far. So you park your cars, and you park your cars, and you have beer.
Because a tailgate is a thing that pulls, like, if you have a...
Oh, that type of tailgate. The thing that you pull in the back to bring all the supplies. Okay, fine. Now at least I know the word cover. Okay, good. So I'm happy. For once, I don't know something. That's good. I don't have to know all the mishigasim. I'm very happy, actually. Usually I'm training you guys. It's at least should be the other way. So if they're having beer, that's not chukoseim. Why the guy I'm drinking beer because it tastes good? Why are we drinking beer? It tastes good. Why are we both drinking beer because it has alcohol content? That's not chukoseim. That is a problem probably for the tznius and hanging around the goyim and drinking with goyim, the machalik is the ramah. We saw that. When I drink beer with goyim, that's a different problem, but that's not chukoseim. If you can easily explain it. They're celebrating, they're having a good time. That's not chukoseim.
It's something that no religious makar, for lack of a better word.
Not only that, the galachim are against it, just like we're against it. They don't like preachers and hilulas either. So that's fine. So that might be many other yisurim, but it's not chukoseim. So here we have a kula. It's not chukoseim. So that's, you have to know which category to put it in. So, you know, for this year, that wouldn't be answer. Getting back to my kula over here, you can look at the makaris if you fancy yourself. I don't think that those who are claiming that they see this, that, and the other thing in here, Bibles and cross and everything, I don't think that can answer it if it's a design on the door. And I think the minig is lahakol. The few people who asked me mentioned that it bothers them is the room to be machmer, and the answer is yes, there's room to be machmer because maybe there is something behind it. But I don't. You need a raya to asser it, even though I explained to you about chukoseim. If you don't know what's going on, you don't need a raya to asser it. It's asser because it might. That's clear. But over here, this is a design on the door. I don't think you can asser it, and you certainly can't asser the telephone poles. So I think it would be the same. Again, if somebody does more research and finds out that no, historically, we know 1,000% this is created by very devout religious people in Galachim who had this in mind when they made it in a Hanami, that you should probably get three equidistant squares and the same size and you're good to go. Is this, when you build a house, everybody here has made extensions, is this the only door you can order? Did anybody recognize this? Go home tonight. Is this what your door looks like? It has two rectangles and then two squares, two smaller squares at the top. Just go home and let me know tomorrow. What?
I've heard that there are the doors. They're called prayer book. I don't know.
These are called Christian doors. The same.
You know,
they're called.
No, they're
it's the same one.
The
same but it just looks like a bunch of. I'm not convinced it's Osir. Again, if they're offering you a choice, so don't get this one. There is a shayla here, but I'm not convinced that it's Osir. Pending further research.
There are certainly flat doors. They're cheap.
No,
this door.
No,
there are no. Nobody's gonna have a flat door, a little covered abrius. Nobody's gonna have a plain. I understand they have designs, but again, I didn't. Subscribe too much to this, but you know, you could do your own research. Just check when you get home. I'd like to know what's going on in the neighborhood. Is there if you have something on your door, Yehuda, you look can you see it? What? Okay. I don't know. Well, what? And there are other designs where there's a bigger square at top and they're all the same size squares.
One with the angle, a triangle, it's like unlimited.
Okay. I mean, you have to really be hallucinated to see crosses in here. I mean, why would you? What?
No, but it could be the most standard one available.
Okay. Anyway, that's the shayla. It is a kind of shayla. I will tell you though, Aaron, just to our last footnote on the previous year, we were talking about the robes and the gowns, and I was also mekel on it. A lot of you were giving me a rough time after shir that we shouldn't be so mekel. But I don't think we can usher it. There are people who feel they're under pressure. Again, if you can just avoid going to graduation, you'll avoid other shaylas also. I'm shaking the dean's hand, who might be a lady or otherwise. You get yourself into all sorts of other issues. They might have some tailgating party at the graduation also. some celebration after. So you could probably avoid a lot of shailus, but I'm just focusing on the caps and the gowns. Since we had various yeshivas and besyakas here, some were doing none, some were doing caps without gowns without caps, and some had it all. I think that it's now became just an instinctive dress to symbolize, to show that you've attained a certain rank or degree, just like the doctors and other things, hanging out your shingle. With that, Aaron sent me this thing from Columbia, as in Columbia, Columbia University, as in the our Columbia University here in New York. So it's got a lot of crosses on these uniforms, like all over the place. And these crosses are not telephone poles. These are these are crosses which were made to as crosses. And he writes over here that it was called Columbia College, formerly King's College. And it was located first in Trinity Church Schoolhouse. And it's a very religious institution. And they made note in 1774 they graduated its first Jewish student. I guess they had then also your token other religions. But it started as a pretty Christian school. Most of these schools were because people were pretty religious then. But these crosses are a problem. So I don't know what you do. Anybody here? What'd you do? You didn't wear it. What?
I didn't recognize it.
You didn't recognize it. Well, you must have had your eye closed for other reasons also. You wanted to avoid the beer and the other people who were...
those things cost $1,000. I didn't buy one. I mean, when I...
You could probably get the vinyl... It talks about the vinyl cheap imitations for $25, but they probably have crosses on them. So this is more of an issue that I will say. Yes, yes, Steve. Right. And the ID badges have the symbol of the hospital.
Hospital's logo right there. Even the visitor's passes. So like some of the local hospitals here, Good Sam, they make you wear a visitor's badge and it has the bow with a cross on it.
Okay, but there I think the heta would be is that you're clearly not asking to wear it. You don't have a choice. If you want to come in, this is what you got to wear. And even though they know you are, you're training here, this is what you got to wear. So I don't think anybody could say this is Chukosei Amlos Elechu. It's a hospital badge, and the hospital has this symbol. Over here, the question is, are you mechuyav to go to this graduation? And even if it's not us, sir, is this something a Ben Tera should be, a firm person should be wearing?
If it's Chukosei, it shouldn't matter whether they're making it.
It depends, because if there is a difference, because if it's known that this is, I'll tell you the source of this heter is going to be that there's an overriding kula that if you're in government circles and you're doing hishtadlus for Klai Yisrael and you're in Askan, which in Europe was very important and it saved lives, you can dress as the Romans dress and do as the Romans do, and you're good to go. And we deal in this deraisa, and we will discuss this, like how do you matter in this deraisa for that? But they didn't, it wasn't only for straight people in the foshas. The sfar is going to be that if it's clear to you and everybody who's watching you that you're not doing this to copy them, you're just doing it, well, here, you're doing it to copy them, but to be able to show up in the Senate and argue your case or appeal the decree, whatever the case may be, then it's mutter. And I think that heta would apply to Yes's case as well, is that this is Good Sam's logo, and this, which might be a heta over here also. I want to graduate, it's the only way I can graduate, but it's not true. You can graduate without putting this on. So maybe you'll say, okay, but I'm putting it on because I want to go to the graduation because I worked hard and I want to go. Maybe, but it's still not kashmak. It's still not a hider to walk around with these things with crosses if you don't have to. That's the point. Maybe you could argue the same thing. It wouldn't be an inspiration in this case, but if you have to do it, there's no other way to know. You say you don't have to do it, become an accountant. What do you got to do? Rounds and Good Sam. The answer is you don't have to do that. It's not only a heter of Bikur and Fashas.
They have Getchkes and Good Sam all over the place.
Yeah, and you don't have to take the...
I might want to say Asher Yotze.
Yeah, so the good news is, we have a lot of coolers in the sugi also. Some people are surprised. And what's also they didn't realize, the knocking on wood and the nailing things down, things like that. But the kula is also, there's no isser officially to even, you shouldn't face it and say Asher Yotzer. It's a little kind of strange. And you shouldn't daven in front of it if you can't go to a corner. But there's no isser officially of davening with an area with their crosses, because otherwise in any city in Europe in the olden days couldn't daven. And the Rosh has a heter to say Krishma. There were women in the streets singing all day and all night. The Rosh writes this. He says, you're not going to be able to say Krishma at all. Kalisha. So he says, just tune it out. There were apparently poor people. Drop a few coins in there. People singing all the time. So Malcolm Shi Efsher, Baruch Hashem, today in America, that's not usually the case. You can go lock your door and you won't hear it. But it's a nice thing to be able to take it off. Good Sam here for the Muncie residence is a long history, and I'm sure you all have your stories. Depends on the nurse, depending on the calls. Very often you go in and you hang your hat on it and you cover it and they get all annoyed. Sometimes you take it off the wall and they get annoyed. Sometimes they allow it. The good news is, as Munchsi has shifted in the from direction, I don't mean from Catholics, I mean from Yidden, they also know where their bread is buttered and they're getting a lot more tolerant. So that's good. What?
They glued them to the wall where I was.
Not the, they glued them, not the, when I first heard this, Good Sam has been around a long time. They used to have like, people used to sometimes take them off the wall, which is not so push it, because it is their hospital. It's not, they're not necessarily bowing down to these crosses. That's that. We'll have to get into that discussion. Not every cross, the cross of a religious symbol, but it doesn't mean it's an avodah zarah. It depends, first of all, somebody hanging from it or not, and who that person is, and what if they're wearing a cross around the neck, they're not bowing down to that necessarily. That's also part of the discussion over here. Anyway, Bekitzer, I don't think it's a hit or a wear that you can get out of it. I think it might actually be usher, but that would depend on how you define need in terms of the heter, which we'll get into later. We'll take one more question and then we'll stop. Chess pieces, yeah. So there's probably a hint to take it off because the stipler would certainly take it off. Probably wouldn't be playing chess either, but it's not geschmack, and there are chess pieces that come without them. You can get a chess, not many, but it's not also because that represents the King of England and the whatever, that, and that's what he looked like. So I don't think it's also. And I'm not sure whether this also Medina, just not geschmack. If you don't have to go, why put it on? Okay, Mitzvah Shem, Monday night, we'll get back to the copies. You can hand them back.